white speech
convention. Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you vote for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball, fucker.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hey everybody, it's me. I'm the guy. I'm Dwight. This is my show. I'm ready to do some prank calls for you. I know I ran a few extra minutes into the intro. I was having issues with the computer earlier. Plus, I slept. I did sleeping and just laying in bed, that bed back there. And I didn't do what I was supposed to, but I'm here. I'm going to wing it. I'm going to wing the show. I was having problems. It upgraded to 11, and 11 fucking sucks, and I had to roll it back. I had to roll the machine back. Give me a second. I'm going to bring up the Skype. Skype, here you come. Hey, Skype. All right, Milkman, you got your music going. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're going to get us a strike.
Wait a minute.
You're going to get us a strike. God damn it. Get us in trouble.
Sorry.
Ah.
No, that's not going to get you in trouble. I make that music. It's my original, so don't worry about it.
No. YouTube don't care. YouTube don't care. They're like, I don't care whose music it is. You hear music and you're in trouble.
Okay, they're going to jail. It's copyrighted by me.
They're like, you're gonna go to jail. You're going to fucking jail.
Yeah, they can't do nothing to you or me because I give you permission.
Ah,
you have the rights.
All right, I got all the rights. We're just gonna start. I'm gonna start doing calls because we ran late. People are gonna start yelling. They're gonna be like, motherfucker.
Hello.
Hello. I turn the music.
Hello.
Hey,
I got a problem. Your mailbox got in my way and I hit it.
Well, damn, that sucks for you, don't it?
You got it too far by the curb and I hit it.
Well, there's no one else has ever hit it before you, so you're an idiot.
Well, you need to fix my... He hung up. I guess I'm
no one's ever hit it before.
Call him back.
What, you run over a dog too?
No, Howard, you stupid ass. Why would you say something like that? Dogs are living beings.
Well, too bad for you, man.
Well, how
about
it?
Too bad.
Too bad for me. Listen, your house looks stupid. Your house looks
my
like
house
your
looks
front
stupid.
Of your house over the garage in the window. Your stupid house looks like a character from Minecraft.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It looks dumb.
Okay. Like I care what you think.
You should care what I think. You know why? Because I'm your daddy.
No, afraid not. My dad died a few years back.
Nah, I'm reincarnated. I came back for you, son. I told you I would.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck off.
Hey!
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How is you is?
Doing good.
So, listen, you know why I'm calling, right? Like, did Michael tell you?
No.
Michael didn't tell you? Is this Anita?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just making sure, because you sounded kind of on edge a little bit.
Who is this?
My name's Dwight. And so when's the room going to be ready?
What room?
Well, I talked to him. I talked to Big Michael, and he said that I could rent a room.
You have the wrong number.
No. I talked to Michael. You know who he is, right?
I have a brother named Michael, but he does not live here.
He's renting me a room in your house.
No, he's not.
Because he said Naomi needs some money.
I don't know what you're smoking,
no,
but I wish I had.
Well, me and Michael went to school together, and I know Big Timothy as well.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So he said he's going to rent me a place in your house, and he said maybe that me and Darlene could get together.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to talk to him about that. I don't know anything about
but
it.
But I've already got my stuff packed. I got my bindle pack over my shoulder. I'm about ready to get on the boxcar and head your way.
What's a bindle?
That's a hobo pack, on a stick from an old-timey hobo, a box train guy.
No, I don't know any hobos.
No, I'm a hobo.
Car, really.
I'm a hobo. I live in a boxcar, but he said I could live in a room.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Dwight, and I was trying to find a broke bitch that I could enhance her life. I can make her a better person.
Okay. Well, you're not gonna find it from here.
Well, you're not broke.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Hello. You're not broke.
How did you get this number?
Because there's actually a dating website. Somebody put this. They said, contact Rebecca. She's broke and needs a man.
And you got my phone number from there?
Yeah, it's a new dating website. It's called brokenalone.com.
Yeah.
And so they're like, they got a whole thing here. They're like,
excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I've been taken 4 years.
Well, it says Rebecca, age 51, broken alone. It says you've been broken alone for the last 3 years.
I didn't put my number on there.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've been talking for the last few years. That's why I was confused. Like the last several months here, you were conversing with me, and you said that David
you've
cheated on David.
You've not been talking to me.
Uh-huh. I said you were telling me David has not been providing for you. And that you needed a real man, and you're tired of being broken alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You told me all kinds of stuff. You're like, David is a real... Damn it. Hi, your phone disconnected. Did David not pay the bill? Is that what happened? I mean, I got phone bill money.
Is that right?
I do.
You mean to tell me the phone disconnected?
I'm sorry?
You mean the phone disconnected?
Yeah, I think you're running out of credits.
Yeah, I'm running out of credits. Honey, my credit's been gone a long many years.
Yeah, well, the welfare phone is broken, and I'd like to get you upgraded to maybe a boost phone. Yeah, listen to that. Your data's running out. It's getting all crunchy.
My data's running out.
Yeah,
getting
yeah.
crunchy.
Yeah.
I never heard of such bullshit.
Don't cuss. Don't cuss. Listen. Listen. I can't take you out in public if you cuss.
Look.
I'm not scamming nobody. Where is David?
Yes, you are.
Are you there with David?
I have no idea who you're talking to.
Hey, listen, I want to take you out of that single wide white trailer. I want to take you out of it.
Take me out of what?
I don't want you to live in that trailer anymore.
I don't want to live in that trailer anymore either. That's why I got a house.
No, you don't. Listen, David can't afford a house. You told me this.
David who?
What do you mean, David? You know what you mean, David who?
David who?
David who? No, David Dodd. David Dodd.
You barking up the wrong tree.
Hey, why don't you go David fart Dodd. In the toilet and shut your ass up?
Who's cussing now?
Listen, I want to take I want to put you in a double wide. I want to put you in a better neighborhood.
Who is the scammer getting upset?
Hey, I'm gonna take your woman from you. I'm gonna take your woman from you, and I'm gonna fuck her better than you.
Honey,
you understand? You can't even do doggy style.
I got more testosterone and more man in my little pinky than you got in your whole fucking body. Don't you worry about how I'm being taken care of. What you need to do is
try to
find somebody who can take care of you, because apparently you're lonely. And nobody is giving you anything, and that's why you got your attitude.
Are you scamming? Are you a lesbian?
Honey, if I was, let me tell you something. I'd satisfy a woman better than you can.
Hey, where's Madison at? I'll talk to her.
Madison who?
Madison. You know who Madison is.
No, I'm afraid I don't know a Madison.
I'm afraid you do.
I'm afraid I don't.
Okay.
And let me tell you something, honey. If you're going to scam people...
Your dentures are slipping. Your dentures are slipping out. You need to go ahead and secure them back in there.
Oh, no, honey. See, I ain't wearing my dentures, because when I get done pissing you off, I'm going to go give my husband a blowjob, and he likes it when I don't wear my dentures.
Is it David? David?
Huh? I ain't married to no David.
Uh-huh. You are. You can't lie to me.
No, I'm
a very good scammer, ma'am. I'm a very good scammer.
You are.
I'm an excellent scammer.
Oh, so you admit it.
Oh, yeah.
So you admit you are the scum of the earth.
Yeah, well, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's good to know what you are, so maybe you can make yourself better. Meanwhile, you need to not be calling this phone number.
You want to gum
ever
my penis?
Ever again.
Hey.
You want what?
You want to gum my penis?
Well, I would, honey, but ain't nobody going to be able to catch a hold of that little thing.
You need to go to the doctor and have your vaginal fluid changed.
Oh, honey, my husband does it every day.
Oh,
does he very well.
Is he a pussy mechanic?
Yeah, he's a very good pussy mechanic. Oh, by the way.
What?
I talked to your wife.
Yeah.
And she's asking if I can loan her my husband.
My wife is my sister.
But by the way, my husband's not named David.
Are you drunk? You're a drunkard. Listen to you. Listen, you're
honey,
intoxicated.
I can't drink.
You're drunk. You're a
I
drunkard.
I can't drink.
Why can't you drink?
Actually,
you don't
I'm
need
not...
teeth to drink. Do you not have a hey, throat? Do you not have a throat? Hey.
I just want to say one more thing.
What?
Before I let you go.
Uh-huh.
You need to find a new occupation, because you're not very good at it.
But I'm ready to scam you now. I got to build a rapport.
Hello.
Hi, Daniel.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling from over here at Royco Construction. Are you guys going to have everything prepped when we come by on Monday?
What are we talking about?
Well, I got the flatbed and I got the team of guys so we can move the house.
I think you got the wrong person.
No, I was talking to Daniel. We've got the contract signed. I've got at least 12 guys that are going to come, and we got the flatbed and the excavator. You said we got to move the house on Lower Zachary Road.
Oh, okay.
And so we're just making sure everything has been prepped. Everything's going to be out of the driveway. There's not going to be any obstructions.
I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm not the owner. I guess you talked to him.
Okay. Are you renters?
The property was turned back over. But there's nothing in the driveway, but I don't know if he got the roof off of it yet, the lean-to.
The roof off of it? Well, no, we were moving it all in one whole piece. We weren't taking any parts off.
Yeah, there's a lean-to attached to it if he ain't removed it.
So it's possible it hasn't been removed then?
Last time I saw it, what?
Okay, and when was the last time that you saw it?
Probably within the last 2 weeks.
Okay, because I know we're supposed to be moving it over to Florida Street.
Okay, it's you talk about the 32x80, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so I don't think he's got that removed.
Okay.
But other than that, it should be ready to go.
Okay. So if we take the roof, off, everything, like, what's the weather supposed to be like on Monday? Because I don't want to get rain in there while we're moving it.
We don't live in that state anymore.
I'm in Arkansas.
Okay. Rebecca, shut the fuck up. Men are talking. So now, why was it turned back over? I'm concerned because it has your name on this contract.
Hey, who the fuck are you talking to?
I'm talking to Daniel.
Yeah, who is this?
My name is Dwight. I'm with Royco Construction.
I don't give a fuck who you are. Don't talk to my wife like that.
Well, she's chiming in like she knows what she's doing. She's acting like she wears blue jeans.
Don't talk to my fucking wife like that.
Hey, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
Did you fucking understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I understand. I understand, but tell her just to back the fuck off while we're talking.
I'll meet you the fuck out there Monday. You coming Monday?
Yeah, we got a job to do. We've been contracted.
You coming Monday?
Yeah, you got the cashier's check? It better be a secured cashier's check too. There better not be any of this bullshit you went to Walmart to get.
You better be able to suck my dick.
No, I'm not gay.
Well, your wife can suck my dick.
I'm not married.
Whoever the fuck, your mama can suck my dick.
No, my mom's dead. I stay single because I don't want to have to put up with bullshit like Rebecca in the background running her chicken cluckers all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her small breasts.
Yeah.
What? If she wants to talk shit, she wants to run her dick sucker, tell her to get on the phone, sit there in the background. Huh?
Hang
up. Yeah, hang up. Do what Rebecca told you. Go ahead, hang it up.
Look, I know the officer of police.
Hey, shut up.
You told her to shut up. Rebecca, he told you to shut up. He told you to shut up, Rebecca, so you better shut up.
You're getting
cops called. You need
to. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck that. Did you suck that guy's dick?
Yeah, that's my foreman right there. He wants to know. Did you or didn't you?
Yeah, you sucked his dick.
She did? Oh, how does that make you feel? Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, you did.
Are you a cuck? Are you a cuck? Hello, answer my question there, homeboy. Hello, asshole.
Dick sucker.
Why are you saying just random words?
because you're a dick sucker.
That's, you can't prove that, first of all. I'll take you to court for slander. If you can't prove that I suck, if you can't prove that I, if you can't prove that I suck dick, then you'll be owing me thousands of dollars.
I won't owe you shit. It ain't slander if I'm telling you you suck dick, you fucking.
It is
pussy.
Slander if you can't prove it. It's libel. It's libel and it's slander.
No, it ain't.
I'll own your single wide trailer, sir.
Own that motherfucker.
I'll take the vinyl panel and right
dick
off
sucker.
Of it. I'll take it right off and you'll be
take
cold
that
in the winter.
Shit.
I'll take it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. What's your problem? What are your problem is? Why are you so hostile?
Why are you so hostile?
I'm not hostile. I've all hopped up on diesel fumes. I've been out here with the excavator all day. I've been huffing that shit.
Good.
I've been putting my mouth on the gas hole.
You've been putting it on an asshole.
Gas hole, not asshole.
Asshole. What you mean, asshole?
Gas hole.
Asshole.
Gas hole.
Asshole.
Yeah, I was rubbing the gas hole for like 3 wishes, and I was seeing if a genie would come out.
Man. When you picking up the trailer?
Monday. Monday. Monday's the big day.
Monday. What is Monday?
You're gonna be homeless Monday.
Homeless.
You're gonna be homeless. I'm gonna take you home.
You're calling.
I'm gonna take your woman. I'm gonna take everything. I'm gonna take it all. You're gonna be homeless and homosexual. You're gonna be both. You're gonna be under the local bridge, and you're gonna give mouth tugs. Mouth tugs with your mouth.
Many have tried, many have failed.
And who has done it before?
Don't worry about it. You'll find out.
You sound docile as fuck. Like, you kept talking about testosterone, but you're really low T, aren't you? I bet you're balding and receding hairline.
Oh yeah, like you, huh?
Like me? No, I went completely bald at 26 years old. I don't even pretend I have hair anymore, like you.
You probably
take your wife's merkin and put it on your head.
I do.
Your wife wears a vagina wig.
You didn't know?
What do you mean I didn't know? That makes no sense.
You didn't know I did that?
You didn't know? Are you drunk? Are you drunker? You been on that Bud Light again?
Are you been on that Bud Light again?
You sound like you've been drinking Trulies and eating ribs.
Like Kid Rock, I've been on that shit. Like Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Yeah,
you just sound dumb now. I'm hanging up on you, and don't you ever call back. $10 says he calls back. He's gonna call back.
Hello?
Yeah, what do you want?
Who is this?
What do you mean, who is this?
This is not Daniel.
Oh, it's not Daniel? Who is?
Yeah. I was trying to talk to Robert.
Oh, you want to? Well, no, I'm not with Robert.
Oh.
What do you need with Robert?
I don't need nothing with him. I just need to speak to Robert. I didn't know if you had his phone number.
I might.
Who am I speaking to now?
My name's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
Dwight?
D-W-I-G-H-T, Dwight.
D-W-I-G-H-T. I don't know how I got your number. I was trying to speak to Howard.
Well, you just said you were trying to speak to Robert. Now, Howard?
Yeah, Robert. No, not Howard, Robert.
Okay, what'd you need to talk to him about? I could pass a message.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll figure his number out. Thank you.
Wait, what do you need me to do? I'll do something for you.
No, I don't need you to do anything for me, Dwight. You good?
What do you want me to do? What do you need to talk to him? Robert's my landlord.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to Robert.
Well, who are you?
I'm sorry, brother. I don't know how I got your number. I'm trying to speak to Robert.
Robert touched me.
Robert touched you?
Yeah, he touched me in my pants.
Why are you telling me that?
He caressed my gas hole.
What?
Yeah, the gas hole on my car, he caressed it. He touched it.
Dwight, what's wrong with you, dog?
I'm depressed because he took photos when he touched the gas hole on my car, and now I can't drive it because I have PTSD.
Well, why are you telling me that?
Because you seem like a nice fella, and I'm looking to make friends. I'm sitting at home tonight drinking a Bud Light.
I might know you. What's your last name?
The last name is McClanahan.
What was that?
McClanahan.
McClanahan,
yeah.
I don't think I'm hearing you right.
McClanahan.
Mick, how you spell it?
N-I-C-K-C-L-A-M-H-A-N.
C-L-A-N-H-A-M?
Yeah.
Nick Clanham.
Yeah, Dwight Nick Clanham.
Yeah, I don't think I know you. I thought I knew you.
Okay, but he took pictures of my gas hole on the car. And he's like, he kept rubbing it. And he goes, hey, this is a nice gas hole. And
I don't care about that, brother. I don't really care about that.
But he ran his index finger in a circle. Yeah, like it was supposed to mean something.
I know. Well,
No.
Who is Daniel? You answered the phone with Daniel. Who is Daniel?
Daniel.
Huh?
Daniel. This guy wants to talk to you, Daniel.
Wait, who is Daniel?
Oh, see, you know Daniel. You're in cahoots in the same room together.
Cahoots in the same room together.
Yeah, you guys got to go to separate rooms if you're going to run games. Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about, brother. I'm trying to figure out who Daniel is.
What happened? Did you get caught, Daniel? Is your boyfriend over there? You gonna touch? Where's stupid-ass Rebecca at? Daniel, you can sit there all shy if you want, but you got caught. You got caught, Daniel. You're not Daniel-san. Mr. Miyagi did not teach you the ways of the phone.
Yeesh.
You're not even... He's not even the original Karate Kid. He's the fucking Jaden Smith of Karate Kids. You're not even Hilary Swank of Karate Kids. You're fucking Jaden. You're Jaden Smith.
You either Karate do yes or Karate do no. You Karate yes so?
Fucking left. He got caught. Him and one of his buddies are fucking tag team. Oh, wait a minute. Here he comes again.
And he said he's tracking
you. Yeah. Why would you call him when you're on the phone with him? You stupid ass. Where's Rebecca?
No, he ain't stepped in.
Why would you call the phone while I was on there with him? Hey, what's up, grunts? Caught him.
Hello?
Hi. I was trying to reach I was calling from about the nursing home complaint.
Nursing home complaint?
Yeah, you were making a complaint about the mold at the nursing home.
Molds?
Yeah. Is this George?
No, you must have the what's George's last names?
Well, I was looking for either Mr. Henderson or Miss Castleberry.
No, you've got the wrong numbers.
Oh. Okay, well, I guess I messed up then. So you have no complaints about the mold in the nursing home?
What nursing home are you referring to?
The home with the old people in it.
Which one?
The one with the old people in it.
The one with the old people in
it? Yeah, the old people that can't take care of themselves. That's why they're here.
Which nursing home are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Church of the Homeless Old People Machine.
Church of the Homeless Old People Machines.
Yes. Yeah.
You're funny.
No, it's for people that have been retired. They used to work on the railroads, and now they're retired, and they have to wear helmets because they fall down a lot.
Oh, I see. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So did you have complaints or no?
No, I told you. You got the wrong number. I'm
okay,
not
then,
sure
then why would you make a complaint if there's nothing to complain about? You're just kind of wasting my time now.
Who's made a complaint?
The information I have right here on the sticky note, it says, old man, complain about mold in nursing home.
Old man complained about nursing home.
Yeah, mold in the nursing home.
Yeah, you might want to check into that. I've heard that mold's not healthy for people.
It's penicillin if you let it go long enough.
Yeah.
You can scrape it off the top and just eat around it.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know that an expiration date is just a suggestion? It's not a requirement. And if like you got a thing of yogurt and it was old and moldy, you could take the top off and the bottom is still good.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's good information.
So do you got a complaint you want to register, or what do you want to do?
What's that?
Is you have a complaint you want to register, or no?
Yeah, if you could have them check into that mold, that'd be great.
Okay, all right, I'll look into it.
Could I contact OSHA? Maybe OSHA can come by, because it's probably not healthy for the workers there either.
No. These are expendable workers. We hire low-wage, low-IQ people, and we bring them in. It's usually people that are straight out of prison, and they're on their last chance. So we bring them in. We get government kickbacks on our taxes. And and if they pass away, they pass away. It's no big deal because, you know, they're criminals.
Right. Yeah. So who cares?
Yeah. Right. And also, I don't know if you knew this, but did you know that cavemen used mold as birth control?
Had no idea.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's a good thing. I'm very educated. I went to DeVry University.
Sounds like
I went to DeVry University. I got a degree.
All right. You have a happy Memorial Day.
What's Memorial Day?
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hey,
what's going on, Evelyn?
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
I don't know Dwight.
Well, no, I spoke with Robert.
Who? Robert who?
Wait, Robert McIntosh.
About what?
I'm actually going to be renting your garage.
Hmm?
He said that I could rent your garage for a couple of months.
Rent my garage?
Yeah, I'm going to be able to bring in some. What had happened is I went to a big estate sale at an apartment complex, and they were getting rid of everything because they were selling the apartments. And so they kicked me out. But I'll tell you what I did before I left. I took big paper towels, like big newspapers and paper towels, and I ran it in the garbage disposal. I really did a number on it.
Yeah.
But he says that I can bring all of my furniture. I got a nice couch. I got a nice bed. And he said I could just stay inside your garage for a couple months.
No, man. And who told you that, Robert?
Robert did, yeah.
Which what, Robbie or Robert?
Robert.
Did you give him any money?
What did I give him? I gave him $300. He said moving costs.
No,
yeah,
you shouldn't have did that. 61-year-old
Robert, if that clarifies anything.
No, I hope you didn't give him any money.
I gave him $300, and he gave me an address.
What address he gave you?
He said, here's the phone number, here's the address, talk to Evelyn, and he said I can move in tonight. He has an honest face about him. He's got a nice face.
No, he is not. He's telling you wrong.
His hands are smooth. He said that he used to rent it.
Okay, what did he tell you?
He said that I can move into the garage, into your garage on Southern Street. He says I can move into the garage for 3 months. $300 move in, and then I gotta send him a check $500 a month that I stay there.
Don't send him nothing, because that is not true. I have no dealings with Robert. Okay, that's game. And I feel for you. I feel sorry, but I don't have any communication with Robert. I know him, but he knows that I don't. What you can do is go over there and rent his mother's back room.
Well, I told him I saw the back room, but I said I needed more space, and he says, I got you. And he says, $300,
no,
it's moving ready.
Him.
He says it's moving ready.
Don't listen to him. That's not true. Don't listen to him. You sound like a very nice person.
Thank you.
But don't listen to him because I have no communication with him, period.
But I already gave him $300.
See? He just took you for $300. That is game. That is wrong. Go to the police on him.
No, he gave me a key, and he said, here's the address. Just go ahead and move it. I'm on my way right now. I've got the U-Haul.
No, you don't have no key to my place.
He gave me a key. I don't know if it's to your place, but he said, here, this will get you in.
No, that's game. He is wrong. That is wrong. I don't even communicate with him, period.
I tried the
key. And he has no right. That key is not going to work nowhere. I have no communication. I have a restraining order on him. I have all kind of law.
I tried the key. The key earlier, and it worked, but I didn't. I had to go get the U-Haul. I was just making sure that he wasn't ripping me off. The key worked.
Yeah, you know, we can tell her to do too much.
So what's your address?
The one on Southern Street.
Now I'm calling the police, okay?
Why? What's going on?
You should not have no key. Robert should not have no key or doing anything. I'm calling to make a crime report, okay?
What crime? I haven't moved in. I haven't done anything wrong. Don't report me.
I don't have any dealings with Robert. Robert don't have nowhere. He don't live. I don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah, I know.
Go killer.
He told me. I told him. I said the back room at his mother's is just too small. And he says, don't worry about it. Evelyn's got space for you. I got space for you at Evelyn's house.
But listen, I have cameras all around. You talking about you went and the key worked?
Yeah.
I'm calling the police department.
Why?
And I'm going to have the sheriff to meet me there right now.
Why?
Because I don't have any dealings with Robert.
But
you understand?
I already forwarded my mail and everything. Like, this is a real big inconvenience for me.
Man, I don't know. You playing jokes or whatever.
I'm not playing jokes. I'm in the U-Haul right now.
You are not. You know what area you're in? You can't do that.
What do you mean I can't do that?
Robert has no right. He doesn't even live there. I don't even know him.
But I have a written contract here, and he signed it, and then it has
Evelyn.
Evelyn signed it.
I have not signed nothing.
Well, it has your signature on here. He said Evelyn A-OK'd everything.
It does not sound like a joke, and if Robert has done anything, he's going to jail, and you're going to jail too.
No, I don't want to go. No, I'm not going to jail. I'm not going to jail.
If you put a key in my door,
yeah.
The cameras are all up around my house.
But
I can see that.
But where do you put the cameras? It's all brick. Like, where would you mount those? Do you have masonry tools?
I don't have to tell you where do I mount them. I just know that you better not go near my house.
But $300.
That's not my business with you, $300, and I'm not fucking around with you.
But $300 doesn't come cheap, is what I'm saying.
That, I don't have any dealings with you with $300, okay?
But you can't just take my money and then not have a place for me to stay.
Okay, I'm
going to
go.
Hello?
Hello?
You can't just take my money and then leave me out in the cold.
You got a minute. Come here. Hello, sir.
Hi.
I don't know what's going on. This guy, I ain't talking about him here. This guy came and robbed and rented in my garage.
What's wrong?
In my house.
Hello.
Hi.
He got a key to work.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. I'm Evelyn. Hi. I'm Evelyn's new tenant.
What you mean, you Evelyn's new tenant?
I'm the guy that's renting the garage spaces.
Okay, which garage?
The garage in the house.
Okay, what house? What's the address?
The one on Southern Street.
Okay, give me the exact address.
Well, I don't want to do that. Not on the government, though, here.
Excuse me?
But let's just say it's all brick. Except for the top, there's a little bit of like a gray siding, and a white garage door. Like I've been there.
Okay, I understand that, but if you rent it, give me the address where you rent it.
But why do I have to give it to you? You already know what it is, and I've already told you about it.
Well, yeah. Because by law, you got to have an address and everything to rent some. You got to know the address. You got to have your lease agreement, everything.
I've got all of that. I've already had my mail forwarded. I'll be receiving mail.
Okay, that's understandable, but you got to be able to show it because a garage, most people don't rent garages out.
Okay,
hang on
just a second, okay? Let me get the piece of paper out because I don't have it memorized yet, okay?
Okay, so are you outside the garage or in the garage?
No, I'm not there yet. I got the U-Haul.
Okay, you got the U-Haul, and what's your intention?
I got to move into the garage. I got all my furniture.
So you're going to live in a hot garage?
Well, I mean, it's temporary. It's month to month from what Robert told me. It's month to month. $500 a month. It was a $300 deposit to move in. He said the background check came through just fine. I don't understand why we're having a problem now.
Well, because the garage, you can't stay where cars are. The garage is on the side of the car.
Well, no, the cars can't stay in there while I'm in there because that's my apartment now.
Well, it's not built for apartment. It's a garage. It's not an apartment.
It's a space. Furniture will go in.
Okay, so what are you saying you want to do tonight?
I need a place to stay. I mean, I'm on my way with the U-Haul.
Okay, so you just gonna pull up in the U-Haul, sit outside the garage until somebody opens. You got a clicker, you got a key.
I got a key. Robert gave me a key. I tried it earlier. But I figure I can keep the door cracked open just a little bit. That way it can ventilate a little bit easier.
Okay, but I don't see how that's going to work because, for one, it's a garage.
Yeah.
But two, it's not livable.
It's not built for what?
I say it's not livable.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I mean, I survived jail, so, I mean, this is actually an upgrade. I could come and go as I please. And I'm not above using a bucket either. I mean, if the bucket is a problem... I mean, I can use the bathroom inside if need be.
Okay. So did he tell you somebody live in the house that the garage connected to?
No, but I assumed somebody would be living in the house. Otherwise, I would have just rented the house. But the garage will do just fine. I mean, because as a felon, it's hard for me to find housing. So, I mean, this was a godsend.
Yeah, but it's going to be kind of hard of you going to somebody's homeowner that somebody owns a house and the garage is part of their home and that's their insurance on you to my moving in it. Shit, it's going to be hard, brother. So won't you just reevaluate that after the holiday Tuesday and go talk to the Robert and then the homeowner of the address you said you got and then you can make it work. You bring Robert to the house.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Vivian.
What do you suggest?
Speaking.
Hi, is Norm there too?
Norm does not live here. Has never lived here.
Okay, well that's fine. That's fine. I'm just calling to distract you while we tow your car.
Excuse me?
I'm just on the phone to distract you while my guys are outside towing your car. So how's your night going?
Crazy?
No, I'm not. This is a very well-placed distraction while my guys tow your car. So, how are you enjoying this weather?
You're so silly.
I'm not. What do you mean I'm silly? I don't understand, Viv. Hello? Viv? She's laughed right off the phone as the House of Wonders donates 5 gifted subs. 5 subs are getting gifted to the channel.
Thanks for calling Health and in Indianapolis. Andrea speaking. How can I help you?
Andrea. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Uh-huh. I don't know how to say it. I'm a guest at the hotel. And I don't know where I'm at in here. I'm lost.
Where are you?
I went through a door. I thought it was the bathroom. But all I see is a bunch of, like, boxes, and there's buzzing, like, electrical boxes?
Like, what room you supposed to be in?
I was trying to find the bathroom, and I thought maybe you guys had, like, an escape room in here. And, like, I'm flipping these switches right here and trying to open the secret door, the passage. I flipped those switches.
Are you on the first floor?
I don't know. The box.
Did you go up on the elevator?
See, I'm flipping these switch. Oh, that's a bad switch. I shouldn't have done that. Hang on.
Yeah, don't flip them because
I flipped
the wrong one.
Hang on, let me flip them back off. Hang on. All right, that one stopped it. The lights turned off and came back on.
So what I'm asking you, did you go when you can't? How long you been here?
What, in this room? Like 10 minutes. I can't find a way out. Like, I flipped this.
Okay, but when you came in, did you come through the front door?
I flipped the switches, that's the bad one again. That's the bad switch.
Don't flip none of them because you might end up messing up something.
But the lights are off now, but that stupid other thing is buzzing again. Let me hit the switches.
Okay, so what I'm asking you is, did you come through the front door when you came in?
Yeah, is that the fire alarm? What, a fire alarm switch?
Okay, did you go up the elevator or you just walked down the hall when you came in the door?
I walked down. I turned it off. I walked down the hall, and there's a bucket of bleach in here too. And
Did you suck that guy's dick?
I'm sorry?
What?
Who said that? I didn't put no man in my mouth.
I don't know. I guess somebody on your phone.
No, I'm on my phone.
Okay, so let me just go. Let me come to the laundry room and see if
you're
in there.
I got a Bic lighter. The lights are off now. I got to try to get some light in here. Let me flip this.
Okay, hold on.
Holy shit, what's going on in here? Oh, it's so hot. Oh. Hello? What was that? Hello.
Rolling.
Hi. Hey. I'm having problems. I can't get out of my room.
You can't get what?
I can't get out of my room, and I am claustrophobic.
What room are you in?
I'm in my room. I swear to God, I brought all my tools in because I do construction. I brought them all in here with me because I didn't want anyone breaking my truck. And I swear to God, I'll start using them to force my way out of this room.
What's your room number?
I don't know. It's on the outside of the room, right? It's on the outside by the door?
Door? Yeah, but I don't know what room you're in.
Yeah, but I can't get out there and see which room it is without getting outside. Hang on a second. I'm going to get my drill out. I'm going to just start drilling this wall. I'm going to get out of here and I'll find out. Hang on. I'm putting a hole in this wall. I'm just letting you know I'm not responsible for it at all.
Are you upstairs or downstairs?
I'm upstairs. But this wall, I'm going to drill into the next room and see if I can get out through their door. Man, get this hole a little bit bigger.
You don't know your room number?
No, I don't know my room number. I'm incompetent. I'm stupid. I wear a helmet. Try to get out. Oh, I think I hit something important. What the hell is that sound? Let me stop the drill. Ma'am, I think I hit something to do with the fire alarm.
All right. You don't know what room you're in.
No, I'm trying to get to the adjacent room.
To the who?
To the adjacent room.
Okay, hold on. I can't.
Hang on. I'm gonna smash it. I'm gonna smash this fire alarm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm back at the front desk. He said he upstairs.
But like I asked him what phone was he in, he said he don't know. And he said he'll work with, and he got a drill. He drilled his pole. No
She's in the background saying some shit. She's explained it to somebody. Coming back?
Yeah. I think he's in the room. He's drilling the he's drilling a wall. It's that so? Just wait and see if he's gonna come down here.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking to see if you have any vitamins, a specific vitamin that my wife needs. She's currently in training right now and needs. They're supposed to replenish her after her workout.
She's looking. She's looking. Need a specific,
yeah, she said to call and ask about the Plan B vitamins.
Plan B?
The Plan B vitamins. She's been training a lot with her trainer lately, and she says she's been really, really run down after her long workouts. So she said I need to go ahead and get her some Plan B vitamins.
No Plan B vitamin though.
Yeah, she said Plan B. Just tell you guys Plan B and to check if you got it. Plan B vitamins.
Plan B is another OTC, but it's not a vitamin.
Okay, well, is it like a, what is it? It's kind of a replenishment. What is it?
You know how contraceptive emergency. That's the one.
Well, okay. So what is it? What does it do?
You know how after intercourse with no protection, you don't get pregnant. You can use that pill, but Plan B, like Plan B.
Yeah, but I got a vasectomy. We don't have to worry about that. This is for workouts. This is for vitamins. Oh, vitamins for her. Plan B.
I see. I don't think I have that.
She's just been spending a lot of time.
How you spell it?
Plan space and then the letter B. Mm. She's been spending a lot of time with her trainer. There, she's getting ready to run a marathon.
Oh.
Yeah. So she said
Plan B. That's the only one, but it's not vitamin.
She said. Then the message: Plan B vitamins need now almost 72 hours. I don't know. She wrote it shorthand.
Oh, that's the one then. But it's not called vitamin.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's for what now?
You can come down. I can show you the products.
Okay, because she said that she gets winded too easy, and she says it makes her stomach bloated, so she needs Plan B.
Let me see if I have the. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah. So the Plan B, the brand name that she needs, I don't have, but the generic version I have.
Okay, is it gonna work as good? Because I want her to be at her best. I want her to be able to run very fast.
Okay, just come down. We have the products for generic, okay?
Oh, okay. Do you have kitchen sponges?
Okay. Because
she said she needs some of those, too.
Hello?
Hello.
You tore my car?
What's your license plate number?
Is SP3RM.
When was it sold?
25 minutes ago.
Okay, no,
the cops had my car towed because I parked it on top of a tricycle. I was on the sidewalk and they had it towed.
Okay, that wasn't us.
It was a Hyundai Civic. It's blue. Hello?
Hello.
You have the car, please? I get back.
Okay,
You give?
No, we don't have your car, sorry.
Where the fuck is my car? Why you doing it? Why?
Oh. I'm sorry, sir. We didn't tow your car.
Hey, listen. Listen, guy in the background, he know my car. He took it. The motherfucker. I understand his voice.
I'm talking to a customer.
Yeah, he know. He know. He know you took my car. You take car all the time. Take my car. Take my car. Take my vagina.
Where was your car towed from?
It was in front of the apartments. I put it on top. I was on the sidewalk. I run over a bike, tricycle. It's in my way.
You ran over a tricycle? Was there somebody on that bike?
They jump and they're out of the way, but it's the tricycle still under the car.
Okay. I'm sorry, I can't help you. We didn't tow your car.
But you took the car. Why? The cops tell you take my car, you take my car. I don't know why you take the car.
No, we didn't tow your car.
Where'd it go then? Why it's gone? This car is gone.
You should have asked the police where they took your car.
They tell me you took it. They say, here, call them. They get your car.
No, I don't have any vehicle with that plate number.
Where is the car then? Is it not there yet? Did you not come back with it? Where is it?
Please call the police.
No, the police say to call you, you bitch.
Oh my God, so rude.
Yeah, well, give me my car back. I want that to be rude.
I don't have your car, I'm sorry.
Why? Where is the car? Why? Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, I don't have your car.
Give me my car back.
What's your license plate number?
SP3RM.
Yeah, I don't have that plate number, my love.
You taking my plate off too?
No, we didn't tow your car, I'm sorry.
Where is car? Where? Why? What happened?
Was your car towed from Waikiki?
The car?
Was it towed from Waikiki?
It was towed from Honolulu. I was drinking and driving, but the cop...
You was drinking and driving?
Yeah, but the cop couldn't arrest me because he had no reason to pull me over.
Please call back when you are sober.
No, you call back when you're not a bitch. Listen, where is the car? Where is the car?
I don't have
you want to go get a drink with me? We have to walk, though. We got to walk because you can't find my car.
Okay, bye.
There's a 6-pack of Coronas in that back seat.
No jam.
You have my car?
What's your plate number?
It's MA4NDIC.
Oh, no, we don't have your car, sorry.
Why do you not have my car?
No, we don't have your car. You called earlier. I told you we don't have it.
Listen, I have sex in the back of the car, and you're making it a bad thing for me.
Okay.
I cannot sex in the car if you have the car, okay?
No, we don't have your car. You gotta call the police.
No, listen. The police think I'm a prostitute, and I'm not. Listen, check license plate number ILVANL69.
No, we don't have it.
I love anal 69.
We don't have it.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I found the car. Hang on. Hey, stay. I'm in the car. I found the car. You helped me so much. I'm driving. Oh, there's a kid on a tricycle right there. Come here, you little motherfucker. Come here.
Are you okay?
Car towing, how can I help you?
Hey, hello. You have my car.
Hi.
You got my car.
Okay, what kind of car and what's the license plate number?
It's Honda Civic. And license plate is a B1GDEEK.
And what kind of license plate is that?
It's a custom plate. It's a white plate. It's supposed to say Big Dick.
So you said B1, G as in girl, D as in dog, 1, CK?
No. B1GDEEK. Big Dick. Honda Civic is blue.
And where was it towed from? On public street or private property?
I don't know where it is considered, but it was on the sidewalk.
I don't have that license plate coming in at the moment. That's why I'm saying. So you might want to call 911 police non-emergency. Give them your license plate number and see if they have record of it being towed. If they have no record, that means it wasn't towed. Report it stolen.
I talked to them already. They said you took
it. Did they tell you they had record?
They say record say you took it. You towed it.
Okay, where we towed it? Because that license plate is not popping up. Was there a license plate on the vehicle?
It was by Long's Drugs.
Long's Drugs, that's why I'm asking. We don't tow from private property.
No.
So if you were on the public street, we have it.
Yeah.
If you were in the property of Long's, we don't have it.
I jumped the car, the sidewalk. There was guys selling the ice waters. You know ice waters? The Kona ice waters?
I don't know. I'm not too sure where you are.
He would not sell me. He said no cherry. So I rammed the fucking truck, and it would crash. And they said that I got a tow incident. A report got to be made. And they say you tow.
You buy any chance you got the VIN number on the vehicle? Because that license plate you're giving
it's
me
on the
is not
it's
in, my...
in the window of the windshield of the vehicle. And my registration is in the car.
Yeah, sir. Call HPD back and see if you can get more information on it because I don't have record of it.
I'm going to call him and tell him you stole my car and you want to give it back.
You can tell them whatever the hell you want to, sir. Maybe you should figure out what kind of vehicle
you
have.
Like you sound like a stupid mainland bitch.
You sound like a stupid person. You sound like a dumb fuck.
You sound like
I'm not from the mainland. I'm not from the mainland, sir.
You're not on the island.
Get the fuck out of here. You know where I stay? Get the fuck out of here.
You're from the mainland.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Ebony girl?
Hi.
What you doing?
Who is this?
This is Dwight. I'm friends with Brandon.
Okay.
I gave him the money, so when are we going to do this?
You gave him what money?
I gave him the $250.
For what?
He said I could run up through you.
So you got people calling my phone now?
Who got people?
Somebody named Dwight said that you gave him money and said that $250 saying that you can run up in me.
I don't know who the hell Dwight
is. On the phone right now?
I don't care who.
Dwight.
Yeah.
What's up? What did you just say?
I gave Brandon $250 in a barter. He said $250 and you can run up inside of Ebony.
Hey, man. Hey, that is a lie. I don't even know who the hell
Brandon,
you
don't
is.
Brandon, don't be tripping. Don't be tripping.
All right, Dwight.
No, he always told me. He's sitting there. He's like, I'm the king of Hensley, Arkansas. I'm the king, baby. You want to run up inside of Ebony? $250.
Yeah. It's paid. Hi,
I'm on my way over to Shore Drive, though. I'm on my way.
Okay, well, come on then.
He said I got to pay to spray, is what he told me.
I paid. This is the type of shit you had going on. Hey, but you pull up at Shore, I'm going to send you back out of Shore.
Why?
So,
But I paid money. I paid good money for a jerk and squirt.
All right. How did you get my number?
How the fuck do you think Brandon gave it to me?
Okay.
Why would I send somebody?
Brandon, hey, listen. Give me the money back or give me a hole to get in. Okay. Like, we're not gonna play these games, man.
Okay. Well, call his phone and figure it out. Okay.
I mean, if that's how you want to play, you want to be a bitch about it. I mean.
All right.
Are you trying to be a bitch?
No,